Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 71st Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined today by Mohsen Makhmalbaf, who's presenting the film The President in the Orizzonti section of the festival. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
To start off, would you like to tell us the story of the film for our listeners?
This is the story of one dictator who is in power, and suddenly he loses his power by revolution, and then he is in the condition like hell that he created for the people. Now he finds himself in the same hell. And then he ran away in the country with his grandson, and he observed disaster thing that we prepare for the nation. And there are a lot of questions for his 5 years old grandson, that what is this, what is that? And he should answer. It is sort of answer to his childhood innocence while he was in 5 years, for example. Because I believe that the human being are born like innocent baby, but a few of them reach to this kind of power like God, and they try to make decision for the life of people. And then if suddenly God falling down from his power, what happened to them?
Yeah,
it is the story of dictatorship, and it is the story of one revolution in violence way. Film try to define human being and try to criticize violence in dictator side and in the revolution side.
And it's something that happens time and time again. Is that why you chose a timelessness to the film too?
Yeah, absolutely. It is the story related to everywhere all the time. It is not the story for one country. That's why I don't mention which year and which country.
Yeah, that's true, because the country is fictitious. But was there anything in particular that drove you to wanting to develop this kind of storyline, these themes?
You know, I was 8 years ago in Afghanistan. I was in destroyed palace of the Amanullah Khan. And I observed to the city through of the windows of the palace. And suddenly came to my mind, what would happen if one president in palace tried to give joy to his child or his grandson by turning on and turning off the light? And what would happen if light doesn't turn on again? And I start to write that story. But when happened Arab Spring and revolution in my country, Iran, I rewrote it again. I watch all news. I follow all revolution that happened and try to understand why those countries recreate again another dictatorship. Why people are killing each other. How we could solve the problem of dictatorship without any violence. And I thought my responsibility as artist is to give an example, like model. First, I try to understand like sociologist. Then I try to create model as artist to let audience think, because I have responsibility. I feel responsibility of the audience on my shoulder. Not only me, you also. You know, we show the world to change the world.
I noticed as well great importance given to music, because the president picks up a guitar and he starts posing as a street musician.
Yeah, I think in all human beings is good side and bad side. Depends on how they use. If dictator person was artist, what was his identity? What was his activity in daily life? You know, all mankind has possibility. Only we should mention them. We should remember them. Don't forget. You could be artist. Why you are dictator?
And what about the acting? How did you work with the actors in order to achieve a sort of... Because it's hard to... when we first meet the character of the president, we're not supposed to like him, but eventually he kind of softens on us. How did you work with them to get that feeling?
Yeah. First, I work on casting a lot. And then I had 2 months rehearsal. And I try to have one character in journey, not only in the country, in the soul, in character. For president is journey inside of himself as well. That's why you will see many different angle of one character, even sometimes in one shot. He's grandfather, he's dictator, he's artist, you know. You will see how he act between different character that he has. And we work a lot to reach to this level. And I'm happy because all actors are acting very well in this film.
Yes, and the kid too.
I asked my daughter Hannah as a special assistant for Dachi because it was the first time that he came to be an actor. Hannah teach him how he can act. Hannah control him, and I control others.
You mentioned before that you feel the weight of the responsibility of the audience on your shoulder. Do you, at the same time, hope for interaction with the audience through this film? Do you expect them to kind of pick sides in this film in particular, the Revolutionary and the President?
Yeah. You know, it is not the film that you give them only one message. It is the condition that audience can participate in it. They can think, they can choose. Each one of them can have a different comment on the film. But I try to capture reality and summarize that to give opportunity to audience to look to the small story. Because when we look at to the world, you know, we are small. But when you make it summarized, it is opportunity to catch it, to capture it.
I mentioned before that in the beginning we see the president sitting on a throne and he's overlooking the whole city. And then the whole film opens up and we're suddenly taken into this decadent landscape. Can you tell us a little bit about the visual choices that you made in this film?
Yeah, I search a lot for the location as well. First, I try to make film like everywhere. That's why this film is different by Georgian film. I went through of the location that always they don't use that. And I try to make film in winter that usually they don't make that because it is minus 10 and it was so hard to work that. But, you know, between, for example, president passing from this location and look at somewhere, the other image is 400 kilometers far from that image. You know, I travel a lot in this country. Yeah. To create very specific country. It is my country.
Actually, yes, because your traveling must have influenced the film as well. I'd like to elaborate that. Obviously, you've been in exile for a good few years. So what's the experience like in trying to make a film come together, writing the screenplay, but also getting it together financially?
Okay, you know, I'm a writer. I wrote a lot of script. Many of them hadn't chance to be filmed because of production condition. You know, first I try to find a story that I like to say, then I try to make it as much as possible in low budget. And for example, in this film, you felt it's very, very big film, but I can say half of those people came to the film freely, only because they love cinema or love my film. Or a student of university, or I went to TV and described the film for the people, and half of them came freely. And then in the crowd scene, we make it very fast to make it as much as possible. You know, somehow we made this film like low budget, but in big.
To kind of comply with the universal theme as well. What's the universal power of cinema in your opinion?
You know, for me, human beings everywhere are like each other. And if you think about 12 years old boy or girl, how much they have information about the world. If you try to make your film for 12 years old people of everywhere, film would be universal. This is the reason that I try to make film simple but deep. And then when you are talking with a universal audience, you are making film for mankind, for human beings, not only for audience of this country or that country. And I travel a lot. I understood that the desire and pain of mankind everywhere is the same. Only language is different, especially nowadays by internet. The power of universal cinema is stronger than power of Obama, because cinema is eternal, but the president coming and go. Also, the big army can kill you, but cannot change you inside. Cinema will arrive to your brain, can put good or bad thing. The Hollywood style always put you in not good thing, but other cinema can advise you, can give you a gift. I think when world are destroying by the hand of majority of the politician, this is the world that should rebuild by the hand of poet, by artist.
Yeah, and or musicians.
Absolutely, absolutely, painter.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us. I think it's an excellent film, and I'm definitely going to be recommending it.
Thank you very much.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.